Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. The Broncos are coming to town. Let's take a look at some of the coverage teams that they've run in the past. I think they're being really susceptible. They were known sometime as the no-fly zone, but because they're on a losing streak and they're having difficulties with these coverages, I think it's something that Derek Carr and the offense can really take advantage of. Let's take a look at the Eagles game. Eagles are going to have a run-pass option. The coverage is man, one free. Aqib Talib is going to be one-on-one on Alshon Jeffries. His responsibility is to stay with the receiver, but Aqib is notorious for keeping his eyes in the backfield and wanting to see what the quarterback does. This time, it counts against him. Let's take a look at the play. Carson Wentz knows he's got man coverage. Von Miller, because his delay allows Carson Wentz to have a chance to get that pass out. Watch Aqib Talib's eyes at the bottom of the screen. He gets caught with his eyes in the backfield. Alshon Jeffries run right by him. 33-yard touchdown catch. Take a look at the New England game. New England's out with double tights. The Broncos are in man coverage. Shane Ray is going to have Bennett down in the bottom screen. Safety's going to have Gronk because they want Von Miller to rush. Broncos are always going to rush four. They're going to play man coverage on the top. Where you can get people in trouble with man coverage is crossing routes or pick routes. In this instance, Shane Ray is going to do a good job of bumping Bennett, but then he's going to take his eyes to the backfield as the back tries to sneak out. That's not his man. That man belongs to Todd Davis, but there's some confusion, and that's the way that you can disrupt this man coverage. Let's take a look. Start of the play. Shane Ray is going to bump Bennett like he's supposed to. Keep him on the line. Delay the timing. But when Davis and Ray get bumped, Ray thinks that he's got the running back coming out of the backfield. Leaves Bennett wide open. Come up with 27-yard pitch and catch. Big play by the Patriots offense that time. Let's go to the Bengals game. Now, the Broncos are covering what I'd call a cover three. Deep third, deep third, deep third. Also, you've got flat, curl, curl, flat. Four-man rush. Where the Broncos mess up here is that their linebackers, one, don't drive deep enough to the curl route to take it away. But if you have any time, any type of protection against this defense, there are angles that you can strike because there's going to be holes open here and here. In this instance, the Cincinnati Bengals exploit the deep corner to LaFell. Let's take a look at the play. You've got a basic four-man rush. The Broncos are going to their zone coverage. Now, as they go to the particular areas, look how LaFell is coming wide open on a crossing route. And because Justin Simmons, the safety, is way too deep, he has no chance of getting there. Turns out to be a very big play of 29 yards. So in closing, my advice to the offense is this. First and foremost, it stands up with protection. You got to be able to protect him, keep Derek Carr clean. The Broncos are going to rush four, sometimes five. If they blitz, you make them pay. But if they back up and they play zone coverages like this, there are big holes if you give Derek Carr time. Secondly, crossing routes. Crossing routes disrupt the man coverage. And more importantly, when you have crossing routes, it allows you to get big yards after the catch because you don't have as many people behind it. And last but not least, let's understand something. This is no more than no-fly zone defense. They've been exploited this year and they're worn down. So it's a great opportunity for the Raiders to get back on track and win the game. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Professor Kennedy. See you next week.